Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Read the Word, Read the Word, Read the Word. So, if I look like I got that technology stare going on in my face, Lord have mercy, sitting here trying to figure this thing out. It's amazing. But here we go. This is Friday, May 27th. Good to have you with us. Did stop and think about where we were. And this is the end of David's life, and we've got a bunch of reading to do today, so we're going to get right to the reading. Let's pray our opening prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open our spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Jesus, you may dwell in our hearts through faith, so that we will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so we will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. 1 Chronicles 26. Now we're going to end the book of Chronicles, but we got some reading to do today. So here we go. Not a lot of speaking, just get this reading done. Here we go. 1 Chronicles 26. The gatekeepers. Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Mishlemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph, and of the sons of Mishlemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehozadad, the second, Joah, the third, Sacher, the fourth, Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Puthai, the eighth, for God blessed him. I like that. I'm going to underline that. For God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah, his sons were sons born who governed their father's house because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. Now, the other ones God blessed, and these guys were able men. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work. 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. And Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Shimri the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him the first, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons of the brethren of Hosa were 13. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren to serve in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for the sons, Zechariah, a wise counselor. And his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse. They got the storehouse too. All right. To Shupim and Hoash, the lot came out for the west gate with Shalaketh gate on the ascending highway, watchmen opposite watchmen. On the east were 6 Levites, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, and for the storehouse 2 by 2. As for Parbar on the west, there were 4 on the highway and 2 at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. Verse 20, of the Levites, Ahijah, over the treasuries of the house of God and over the treasuries of the dedicated thing. The sons of Laadan, the descendants of the Gershonites of Laadan, heads of their father's houses of Laadan, the Gershonite, Jehaili, the sons of Jehaili, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasuries, and his brethren by Eleazar were Rehabiah, the son Jeshaiah, his son Joram, his son Zikri, his son Shelomith, his son. This Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things, which King David and the heads of the father's houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in the battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, Joab the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated, every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shelomith and his brethren. Of the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. I want you to notice that. All the business of the Lord. 31, among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of the fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought. And there were found among them capable men at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren were 2,700 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, half the tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. Here we go. Chapter 27, the military divisions. Memorial Day weekend, talking about military divisions. And the children of Israel, according to the number, the heads of father's house, the captain of the thousands and hundreds of their and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. The divisions came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. It's a pretty good sized division right there. Over the first division for the first month was Jashoboam, the son of Zabdiel, and his division were 24,000. And he was of the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Dodai, an Ahuite, and of his division, Mikloth also was the leader, and his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Ben-Aiah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who was chief in his division, were 24,000. This was the Ben-Aiah who was mighty among the 30, and was over the 30, and his division was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain of the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son after him, and his division were 24,000. The fifth captain over the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Izrahite, and his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ishkash, the Tekoite, and his division were 24,000. The seventh captain over the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000, the eighth captain over the eighth month. It'd be very interesting to search the month, the number of the month, and the name of the person and see how they coincide. Be an interesting study. Not right now. The Hushite of the Zerahites in his division were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite of the Benjamites. In his division were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite of the Zarhites. In his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel. His division were 24,000. All right, we made it, 16. Oh, we got a few more. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah. Over the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel. Over the Aaronites, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. Over Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Aziel. Over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jaasiel, the son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeroboam. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of these 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census. Nor was the number recorded in the account of the Chronicles of David. God told them not to number because their confidence would be in numbers. Other state officials, verse 25. And Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, was over the king's treasuries. And Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, in the fortresses. Ezri, the son of Chelub, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. Shimei, the Ramathite, was over the vineyards. And Zabdi, the Shifmite, was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was over the olive trees, the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands. And Joash was over the store of oil. Shitrei, the Sharonite, was over the herds that fed in Sharon. The Shaphite, the son of Adlai, was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was over the camels. Jedaiah, the Marathonite, was over the donkeys. Jaziz, the Hagarite, was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. And Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hachmonai, was the king's son. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. And Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar. And the general of the king's army was Joab. Now, all of those people play an important part. All of those people are important to the Word of God. And you and I are right here, right now, seeing all that history laid out right in front of us. Here we go. 1 Chronicles 28. Solomon is instructed to build the temple. Now David assembled at Jerusalem all the leaders of Israel, the officers of the tribes, and the captain of the divisions who served the king, the captains over thousands, the captain over hundreds, the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king, and of his sons with the officials, the valiant men, and all the mighty men of valor. You can see God's very orderly. King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and have made preparations to build it. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.' However, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he was pleased with me to make me the king over Israel. And all of my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Now he said to me, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever.'" Now, this is what God has done on the inside of you and me. He's established his kingdom. It's by grace and through faith. It ain't by your works. Solomon hadn't done a single thing, and God said, "I'm establishing his works." Think about it. Verse 8. "Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever." Teaching him about inheritance. "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and just do it." Nike thought they said it first. No, God said it a long time ago. "Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts and of the house of the Lord, all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated thing, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight for the lampstands of gold and their lamps of gold, by weight for each lampstand and its lamps, for the lampstands of silver by weight for the lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand." That's a whole lot of lampstanding, but God knows what he wants. "And by weight, he gave gold for the tables of the showbread for each table, and silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold, and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl. For the silver bowls, silver by weight. for every bull. Refined gold by weight for the altar of incense, and for the construction of the chariot, that is, the gold cherubim that spread their wings, overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. 19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. God had showed them to David. He wrote them down. David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of a good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God. Every willing craftsman will be with you for all manner of workmanship, for every kind of service. Also, the leaders and all the people will be completely at your command. It's interesting. Even though they were Old Testament, Old Covenant, and God didn't live within them like he does you and me, they still were able to hear his voice and come face to face with him and walk with him in a way that he would come and talk to them. Here we go. Last chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. Chapter 29. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, who alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. And the work is great because the temple is not for man, wow, but for the Lord God. That's amazing. Now for the house of my God I've prepared with all my might gold for the things to be made of gold, silver for the things to be made of silver, bronze for the things to be made of bronze, iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. David did all that. Moreover, because I set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver. Look at what he gave. 3,000 talents of gold, God's man, of the gold of Ophir. 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses. The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? Then the leaders of the father's house, leaders of the tribes of Israel, captains of the thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave. Now these guys are doing it. For the work of the house of God, 5,000 talents of gold, 5,000 talents, 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly. Because with a loyal heart, they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. When you and I take care of God's house and his work, in our day it's his work, because you and I are the house of the Lord. And buildings are just a place where we're gathering. You and I are the church. You and I are the temple of the living God. You and I are the instruments of praise when we gather together in assembly. Here we go. David's praise to God, verse 10. David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise you. Praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are a shadow and without hope." Verse 16, "O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand, and all and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intents of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you." Old covenant man saying it, you and I are new covenant people experiencing it. Verse 19, "And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes to do all these things, and to build the temple for which I have made provision." Then David said to all the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. Verse 21, "And they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day, 1,000 bulls." Whew. That's a lot of bulls. 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered. And all Israel obeyed him, all the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such majesty as had not been on any king before in Israel. There was David and Saul. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all the Israel, in the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron. 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. Full of days, full of riches, full of honor. Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now, the acts of King David, first and last. Indeed, they are written in the book of Samuel, the seer, in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the book of Gad, the seer. With all his reign and his might and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the land. And now, Psalm 127. This is a cool song. A song of ascents of Solomon. This one was by Solomon. Watch what this says. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. God promised his blessing on Solomon in honor of David's request to God. Now, you might be new to this and say, you know, what is this all about, Pastor? This is a program where we read the Bible every day. And we're reading through the Bible chronologically as it happened, sort of, mostly, in a historical manner. It's been very interesting and very insightful. And we're just now getting to it because we're going to begin to read the prophets and the kings and the proverbs, and all of these things are now going to come and be a part of this. And so you and I are going through this year. We're on day, 146 or something. I think that's what it is, 147. Now, let me say this to you. I have a playlist on YouTube that has every one of these videos in it. If you're new to us, there's a playlist right there in the notes that you can click on. And it'll start you at Genesis chapter 1. And you'll be able to follow this all the way through and catch up to us. Now, I'm not sure how many days it'd take you to catch up, but it'd be all right to do it because of everything that God has taught us as we've come along this journey. And as you all know, in every session, I want to make the opportunity for someone to be born again. Because if you've never come to God to become a part of his life and his kingdom, be born again, accept Jesus. There's so many ways people say it. Become a Christian. I want you to have that opportunity. Literally, what's going to happen in the next few minutes is we're going to pray a prayer where you receive Jesus into your life. When you do, he brings all of himself inside of you, which empties you of yourself. And your life will change forever. I encourage you, pray this prayer with me. And within 2 minutes, you're going to be right with God and reconciled with the Father. Here we go. Pray this with me. I'll give you a couple words and then you say them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life right now. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with all of your righteousness, so I live in power, understand the holy word of God, pray in my heavenly language, live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Now, welcome to the family of God. Just like that. I know some of you are like, wow, Pastor, something's going on the inside of me. Yeah, it is. God Almighty through Jesus by the Holy Spirit has just come into your being. Jesus is the light of the world, and he just filled your being with light. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. He just filled you. You're full. Just like that. How amazing is that? You said, fill me with love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. That means all of God's attributes just came inside of you. And now your responsibility is to live like a believer. I believe in you. I believe you just filled me. You're experiencing it. God just adopted you into the family. You are literally an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Watch this. You and I spend the rest of our lives from the moment we pray that prayer learning to walk with God and to know who he is. It's not difficult to be a believer. You might never figure out how to be a Christian because everybody's got their own thing. But when it comes to being a believer, there's only one we follow. And he is God our Father by the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus. We got over 600 videos that we can help you walk with God. And watch this. In the comments, or in the notes, is my email address and website. And you can go there and find out all the information you want about this. Send me an email. Say, Pastor, hook me up. How do I walk with you? Walk with God. Show me what to do. And I'll be glad to show you. Now, what I'm going to show you is I'm going to send you some videos filled with the Word of God, filled with an exciting group of believers that's studying together, very open, active time of study. And you'll enjoy it in Jesus' mighty name. Well, phew. We got a lot of names read in that set of verses today. And until we see again, remember Sunday morning we'll have communion together right here and read the word. This is what we say. Remember this. We want to hear from you. So send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Because we want to know who you are and where you are in Jesus' mighty name. We love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.